Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Let's talk some biking today here on the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. Thank you for joining us. And we head back to Europe to touch base with Martin Segers today to discover a little bit more about his bike and what he loves doing and what he doesn't particularly like doing, and some of the things he's done over time that's really helped him improve his performance on the bike. If you haven't checked out our exclusive patron-only podcast feeds, I give you a sort of behind-the-scenes look as to what's happening here at the Kona Edge. All you have to do is head over to theconeedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away. And you can discover some of the things that are going on behind the scenes and the thinking behind it and some of the ideas that I've got. I bounce a lot of the ideas that I have off our patrons. And there's some cool things in the pipeline. I can tell you that much, but you can get access to that on theconeedge.com/support. That's the website to get to, and you can get access to that feed as well. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more or hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to theconeedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's theconeedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's theconeedge.com/coaching. We head back to Belgium once again, where cycling is huge, and a returning guest, Martin Segers, joins us now. Martin, welcome back. And cycling is one of your strong points between the run. It's right up there. You had an incredible bike in Kona in 2016, sub 5 hours, which is fantastic. 4:54. What do you have to do to go under 5 hours in Kona on the bike?
In Kona, it's the biggest race. Everyone comes out of the water at the same time, so you just the first bike part, it was getting away from the big groups. It was difficult because this year it was worse than years before. But of course, I keep on watching my power meter. And then after the turning point, it was more relaxed and I could ride my own pace without worrying about the drafting, because I only got once a violation card in my whole triathlon career, and I don't want to have it again. But in Kona, it's very difficult. But the main secret, or it's not a secret, it's just watch your power meter and try to ride a flat race, first part and second part, to be the same, but it's not that easy always.
For you on your power meter, what sort of numbers are you looking at?
In Kona, I think I wrote an average pace of 250 watts, but my weight was 63, so it's kind of good.
All right, fantastic. And you mentioned in our first chat having that patience that someone might come past you and you might be feeling good and you have to hold yourself back. That is, particularly in Ironman racing, that is vital, because if you go and burn those biscuits, so to speak, up front, you're going to pay later on in the race. Is that something you've had to work at, or does it come pretty easily to you that you're comfortable to let someone go because you know that if you race within yourself, there's a good chance you're going to catch them later?
I think it's something almost everyone has to work at, because it's not good for your ego if someone goes by and you at that point you have the feeling that you can ride along. So you have to learn that you can do it twice in a race, go a little bit too hard, but you can't go 4 or 5 times the whole race that you can go too fast. It's just you have. Like my coach tells me, you have some matches, you have about 2 of them, you can burn them, but afterwards, yeah, it's finished. You can't go the whole race full force and then expect to run a good race.
Have you done that? Have you gone full tilt on the bike and had nothing on the run?
I kind of got it in Kona 2015. Yeah, 15. At that point, my power meter didn't work on the race itself. And then the first part of the race, I went too fast. And then the bike leg was okay, but the run wasn't good that year. So, yeah.
Well, it wasn't pretty, I'm sure. As far as training goes, do you do most of your bike stuff indoors, outdoors? Do you do it alone? Do you do it in a group? What does training look like for Martin Seggers?
Yeah, I'm kind of a freak on that part to ride indoors. I don't think there are lots of riders that love indoor training, but I love it. I love riding indoors, watching some series, and then 4 or 5 hours is no problem. So I just keep on riding. And I think for me, I keep making progress on my bike leg, but I keep training indoors. And then sometimes I go outdoors, but I can do a whole winter. This winter I trained before March 2 times outdoor, and my bike is better than before, so it's no problem.
You're braver than me, Martin. I must say, I cannot. It drives me mad sitting on an indoor trainer, but I'm glad you can do it. Your favorite workout? Share with us your favorite workout on the indoor trainer.
Yeah, but if I have to be honest, I have no problem with riding indoors, but if the sun is out and it's a beautiful day, I really prefer going outdoors. So back in Belgium, now it starts to be better weather, and I prefer going outdoors then. That's no problem. But my favorite workout should be something like a 5-hour ride with two brick sessions of 1 hour at Ironman pace. So that's kind of you start riding 1 hour relaxed, then an hour Ironman, and half an hour relax, an hour Ironman, and then the whole ride through. So that's a good session.
Awesome. Looking at your bike over time, is there something you think you've done that's really given you big gains? You obviously riding with power. Have you always ridden with power? I think for most age groupers, they'll say a power meter is a big thing, but is there anything else?
I also started riding some 4 years ago with the power crank system. I don't know if you know it. It's a kind of the cranks are independent from each other.
Yeah.
And you pull up your leg every time. So it learns you to use your hamstrings as well. And I don't try to exaggerate it because it's kind of a hard training, but I try to do it in the winter once or twice in a week.
Just to build up that strength. And again, you talk about training through winter. It's the consistency and training right the way through so that you're not starting a new season on the back foot. You've got that base to build on.
Yeah, and also back in 2014, I got my worst year. From then on, I started to train a little bit more, 2 times in a week on my core stability. It also helped me, I think, in every part of the triathlon. It's to help me on the swim, on the bike, and on the run. And I never got any back problems anymore. So that's also very important, I think.
I think that's one thing a lot of triathletes neglect, is they don't worry about strength and conditioning. In a typical week for you, training-wise, how many sort of core sessions would you get in? What would the breakup be? You mentioned that you swim 4 times a week. How many times do you bike? How many times do you run? And then how many strength and conditioning sessions?
Yeah, I think in a typical week, it's a four times swimming. Biking, it's more the kilometers. I think I start to build up from 300 until now 500 kilometers, and then the run as well. It's build up from I think 40 until now a little bit more than 80 kilometers, and then the core stability. In the winter, I do it twice in a week, 1 hour to 1 hour and a half. And actually now that part, I'm letting it go maybe this week once in half an hour, but then I prefer relaxing a little bit more before my race than to put in much of effort now, because the core stability is made now for the race. It's better to rest a little bit more. But in the winter, it's 1 hour and a half, two times.
You mentioned you got a race coming up. How do you deal with a taper? Are you one of those athletes that gets quite nervous and jittery? Do you feel like you should be doing more? Is it something you struggle with? Or are you quite comfortable with a taper? Do you quite like it?
Well, I quite like it because I start to taper about 10 days before the race. The nervous feeling, the feeling that the race has to start, it's only the day before, I think. And the taper, I think if you have a little bit experience, you know that you have to do it. If you don't do the taper, you can't do the race at your full potential. So it's a part of the race. I think it's normal that some athletes get nervous from it, but you have to do it and you have to relax it. Try to enjoy it.
Brilliant. Well, Martin, we'll get you on next time out to talk about your run, but thank you for your time today on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated.
Yep.
Thanks so much for joining us. And that's it for another podcast. Before I do go, though, one more iTunes review. Short and sweet today. It comes from the United States from George B. 2002. It says, awesome podcast, 5 stars, awesome podcast. George, thank you. That's all I have to say. Lots of great sentiment in those two words. I really do appreciate it. You have no idea, though. These iTunes reviews help us get in front of more people on iTunes. It doesn't cost you anything to do, and it helps us out massively. So if you haven't left us a review and you enjoy the podcast, if you've got some value out of it, please just consider taking a couple of minutes to leave us a review. And who knows, we could be putting your name in lights on the next podcast. So go check that out. And also, we're giving you the chance to win a very, very cool prize by leaving us a review. You have to head to theconaedge.com/win to find out more about that.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to theconaedge.com/bike seminar now. We'll be right back.